Do weak agency need to use a registry? And that's the topic for the day that I'm going to present it to you. I'm just going to give you a brief history of what the San Diego Immunization Registry and our weak agencies relationship. San Diego Regional Immunization Registry was implemented on all five weak agencies last November 2004. However, there are some issues, technical issues that we confronted during that time. So SDIR, which is what we call the San Diego Regional Immunization Registry, was fully implemented last 2006. That's where all the bugs and technical issues and computer issues that we have got fixed. So they actually started using in January 2006, fully the registry. Okay. Our goal, before that, we have 5 weak agencies, and the 5 weak agencies that we have are American Red Cross, which is have 6 sites, San Diego State University Foundation, which has 7 sites, North County Health Services has 4 sites, as well as the San Ysidro Health Center, and the Scripps Hospital has 3 sites. So those are the 5 weak agencies that I monitor. Our goal of using the SDIR is for assessment and referral. Is 90% of participants less than 2 years of age. What that means is our goal is to have 90% of all the kids that they see, which is 2 years and under, to be in the registry and also able to refer and assess to different clinics. And then we also conduct CASA assessment on participants less than 2 years of age yearly. How do they do it? Participant brings their yellow card during their appointment. And probably a lot of you will ask, do they all bring their yellow card? And the answer is no. That's the answer, and that's the truth about it. What the weak staff do is they're so vigilant in letting them know, and when they call in there for appointment, and letting them know to bring their yellow card. If they do bring their yellow card, what they do is they update the immunization record in the SDIR. And then after that, the staff provides feedback to parents about their child's immunization status. If they're up to date in the SDIR, they don't need to give them any information, they just let them know they're up to date. But if they don't bring their yellow card, they let them know that they need to provide information or they need to go back to their primary provider or give them the list of clinics that closer to where they live. So that's what they're so vigilant in doing that because, again, some of the parents doesn't bring their yellow card or forget where the yellow cards are. And they also let them know the benefit of the registry. And, of course, a lot of people are going to ask the confidentiality of the record. They also disclose to the parent, especially for the new ones that they put in the registry, that they're going to be part of the registry. That if they don't want to be part of the registry, that's the only time they sign the consent form. If shots is needed, staff refers the child to the medical provider. I already mentioned that. Now, this is the search screen that we use, the providers use in the registry. This is where they search most of their records. And this is the demographic screen that we have in our registry. As you can see, only last name, first name, the gender, and the date of birth are the only ones that they can see. Because of the HIPAA regulations that we have, the demographic address, they won't be able to see it, even though they have it in front of them. Okay. And this is our immunization screen. The weak staff relies on what information that the immunization screen that they give them. As you can see on your right-hand side, it says no forecast, meaning the child doesn't need anything anymore during that time. So what they do is they will tell them, they click the show forecast for the next 2 days and let them know when they can able to go back to their clinic. Or if they have a list of vaccines that's showing in that forecast, they let them know that you need to go back to your provider, that you need some vaccines that is due, that already due, and you need to get those vaccines. So how do we do it? We usually, every month, we do a data quality or quality assurance in our records. We look at the duplicate records that might have or a data entry error that might weak staff might have put in. So we do that every month. We run a report and I look at the data. I do a refresher training for new updates in the SDIR. It's very, very important to let them know what's new in the SDIR. And also to remind them about the combination vaccine. A lot of times that I've noticed when I do the training for the WIC staff, they're not very clinical. They're clerical people. So they don't give shots. A lot of them are not familiar with the vaccines. Somebody asked me before if I can give immunization schedule in service. I said, if I give that, we're going to spend whole week letting you know what the immunization schedules are, and they're still not going to understand what it is. So I always remind them, if you give a combination vaccine, just remember that in the registry, it looks like a combination vaccine. I provided them with a cheat sheet that they can look at what it looks like to look at the yellow card versus what they can see on the SDIR. So that's a difficulty they're facing. And also we revise our immunization screen according to the child they see. So it's very easy for them to look at, not to scroll down and look at every vaccine. Only the ones that they cater to whatever age they have. And we also track coverage rates and compare countywide. WIC staff wants to know if what they're doing is giving a lot of changes. Meaning that if they're making an impact or what they're doing is valuable to everybody. So a lot of directors wants to know how they're doing, and then we do that annually. And we also have part of the incentive program is the coverage rate. We provide incentive, and that's the only time I attend that WIC director's meeting is because I'm giving them a check. And they all like that. And here's the result. Since SDIR implemented in 2006, we have 20,480 total number of records entered in all age groups. Just remember, this is the fiscal year. It starts from July 2006 to 2007, June 2000. So that's the number of records they all put in the registry. And there's 11,271 for children under 2 years of age. And here's the coverage rate for the 431-331. The CASA coverage rate for fiscal year 2005-2006, we look at 403 records for children 24 to 29 months and assess for the up-to-date status at 24 months of age. And then all together, the five-week agency in San Diego County has 75% versus the one in public, community health clinics, and private providers. And the CASA coverage for fiscal year 2006 and 2007, we look at 1,410 records. As you can see, the number on the CASA 2005 and 6 is less than the number on the 6 and 7 because, again, the SDIR wasn't fully implemented in 2006. So we have a limited number of records in 2005. And you can see that the five-week agency in San Diego County has 66% versus the one in public clinic and private provider, which is 88 and 73. As you can see, all the entity in San Diego County has gone down coverage rate wise, not only just the WIC agency. And this is the report I look at, and I base my incentive plan in regards to the report. This is what you call the assessment report. You can see the total number they added in the registry, the patient added, the immunization added, the number of immunizations they viewed, and the total number of history they put in. So we base our incentive plan in that, how many records they look at, and how many records they only look and they entered. And here's our incentive plan, quarterly, and we base the number of participant records on children less than 2 years of age assessed in SDIR. We base on proportion of WIC caseload less than 2 years of age assessed and referred. We have this convoluted spreadsheet that we created to establish or to figure out how much we give to each entity. And I didn't bring it today because it's hard to explain it. Every quarter, the WIC agency give me a caseload number, and we base how many less than 2 years of age they assess and refer. And there's another portion of that we give them incentive to. And then the last portion is annually, the CASA coverage. We pick top three, five of the agencies, and we'll look at their coverage rate. The first one get the most money, the second one get the middle money, and then the third one get the less money. And then the rest will be split to each agencies. And the conclusion, computerized record assessment by all providers, including WIC agency, provide an efficient mechanism to assess and establish covered rates for this population. Capturing the immunization up-to-date status of high-risk population provides valuable information for WIC and immunization programs and can assist with developing targeted interventions. I believe that WIC agency's purpose is really good. They provide us the valuable information and because they capture a lot of population that might not be in the registry, including the military and other private entity that's not using the registry. And they also want to know that they're making a difference, and they do make a difference. They enter the record vigilantly, and they're very, very good at it. And they want to know that they're making a difference by providing them the information that the coverage rate versus the coverage rate for the whole community. They're not only helping the immunization program, but they're also helping the clinics. They look at the medical records. Somewhere, somehow, the child will go back to the clinics that they're looking at the registry, and probably the records or the mother will lose the information, and they will able to provide it. So my opinion is they are a valuable entity that uses the registry and provide good information. And that's all.